It's Paloma Faith on Culture Night. We're talking all things dance tonight, having a great old time. Now, I think that we can learn something from Anne from the Swing Club in Scunthorpe, right? Because I need to learn some confidence. Mm. I can't ever dance, ever, unless I've had a sherry.
Really?
I just can't. I cannot do it.
Lauren, dancing is the window to the soul. You need to let go, love, and just, you know,
can
move.
You dance if you're on the pop?
If I go into it, I'm somewhere and a tune comes on and I'm feeling it, I'm not bothered.
Oh, I wish I could do that. I just feel real silly. I feel silly. I can't do it.
Oh, no. My feet shuffle. I'm on it.
Oh, well. I think we could learn something from pretty much everybody that we're going to be talking to tonight, because what is the point where you can where you can call yourself a dancer, you know?
Yeah, I call myself a dancer. I'm ready to say
straight
it.
Away.
I'm ready to say it. I dance.
Moment I wake up, dancer.
Yeah, I'm a dancer.
Burner dancer. I was burner dancer.
Exactly.
We are going international.
So we have got the lovely Lola Murray on the phone. Now, Lola resides in France currently, but she has been doing a lot of projects in the UK. Last year, she worked with a Hull independent producer, Helen Goodman, and they created some works together that is now touring the UK. Lola is currently in France, but working with Buddhist centres and things like that, because her dance is a little bit, it's not the regular dance that you think of, Lauren. It's kind of like meditative and like different types of movement. Is that right, Lola? Have I explained that correctly, do you think?
Yes. Hello.
I did all right, did I?
I think you did pretty well as an introduction, yes.
So, Lola, you're currently in France and you've been across to the UK quite a few times in the last couple of weeks because you're working on a current project, aren't you? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, about the new project, of course. Well, maybe I tell you. So, I am currently first touring a piece called Figurines, which I created a few years ago, but is a very, as you say, intimate and experiential or meditative piece. And we found out indeed that we were interested in trying to tour this show and show it in non-traditional spaces. So we are touring in Buddhist centers.
Yeah.
And testing this work with people who are interested in meditation or mindfulness. So that's one of the activities we have, yes. And then, as you say, I am coming back and forth to England because we are working on a new show called Ruaha.
Yeah.
Which I tell you about. It's my first full-length piece. With a trio of dancers, and it's a whole collaboration with a sound artist who I've been working with for many years. And we are very much interested somehow in questioning how to create a space for the audience to listen. So although it's dance and there will be a lot of movement, but how can we really bring the audience to prick up their ears somehow and think of different sources of sound? So that can be the sound of the body and the performers themselves or their voices. It can be the sound of the space we present the work in. It can be the sound of the audience themselves. Can we use that, record it, manipulate it live, and create the whole brouhaha?
What does brouhaha mean, Lola? Because when I first talked to you about it, I was a bit. I've heard people say brouhaha, but I don't really know. I didn't really know what it meant. What does it mean in your terminology?
So literally, I mean, it's a French word. The translation, the best translation I've found in English, says that it's a confused claimer. So in a way, it's all those situations where there's a bit of chaos, a bit of a mess, and lots of sounds that you can't necessarily define perfectly. Lots of things happening. So for example, in a protest or in a whole ceremony, in a carnival, for example, there's a whole brouhaha because there's a mass of people being there and doing different activities somehow. So that's a little bit our world.
And that's why you're sort of experimenting with sound and things like that to kind of create a similar sort of feeling, but with sound, with music.
Yes, exactly. So it's not just music, actually. We are, as I was saying, very much curious about how we can trick the audience as well of where is the sound coming from. So we started working a little bit on the idea of ventriloquy, for example, and how much sounds, how can the performers be producing sounds without us realizing it, maybe because you can't see it on their face, but they're still voicing. Or on the opposite, for example, we play with how crazy the performers could go, how fast they could run, how they could jump, maybe collide against each other, but all of that in total silence. So how you can maybe, create a world where the sound and the volume is a touch off. It's not totally normal somehow, and how you can somehow lead the audience to be a bit more attentive and give them a specific way to listen.
Lola, throughout doing this show, Culture Night, we found it really interesting to talk about different cultures of different countries. So do you find audiences in the UK different to ones in France?
Oh, big question. actually, I'm not a big specialist of France. I'm only discovering it back, although I'm French, but I left France when I was 14 and I kind of grew up and trained in Spain, in Madrid, and then in London for the last 12 years. So it's only now for the last couple of years that I'm discovering the audience. I don't know if they're so different. I would say, of course, the whole structure of theaters and how dance is presented in the two countries is quite different. There is a tendency, and maybe I'm wrong there, but to make kind of things that are a bit, how can I say, maybe conceptual and serious in front.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
To like that, maybe.
Yeah. I think definitely, I suppose when you see theatre or dance from Europe, you can, I think there is instantly just a difference in mood and atmosphere. You can always tell, like you always think, oh, these dances are a bit more exotic, or, you know, there's always something, I think, when you're crossing those borders, I guess.
Yeah, of course. And I think actually quite often it's also related to how, I mean, it's silly, but not only the art as such, but how the whole structures and dance houses, you know, are somehow placed in the country or funded, or somehow in France, for example, there's quite little space for live art or more performance art. It's something that I still struggle to find.
Lola, people. Sorry, I was about to say, people can find out about your work on your website. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. shall I give it to you?
Yes, please.
The website is Lola Mori, so Lola Mori, Mauri, .com.
And Lola's also on Twitter and Facebook as well. Good luck with everything, Lola. Lovely chatting to you.
Yes. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
That's Lola Mori, a French choreographer. That's so fascinating, saying that she's worked pretty much everywhere. And the audience.